I am Planta on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. We continue meeting the candidates running for office in November 19th's municipal election. All candidates in Vancouver are welcome to appear on this program between now and the 19th. If you're a candidate running for office, and you're welcome to get in touch with me via email at editor@thecommentary.ca or by phone at 604-909-8787, and we can set up a time to tape an appearance on the show. Joining me now is Jason Upton, a nonpartisan Association Parks Board candidate. He's been in the real estate business for 18 years now, with his own business since 2008. The website for the NPA is at npavancouver.ca. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program, Jason Upton. Good morning, Mr. Upton.
Hi, Joe. Thanks very much.
Thanks for joining us. So as a bit of a background, what exactly is the work of the Parks Board?
Well, the Parks Board manages all of the parks in the city of Vancouver and also the recreation centers, so that includes swimming pools and ice rinks.
And these facilities, I mean, they're widely used. I mean, I don't use the ice rinks or the swimming pools on the city myself, but they are widely used, right?
Absolutely. I was at Hillcrest Community Center, which is a beautiful facility that just was finished for the Olympic Games. I was there last night. It was full. It was full to the brim. They just finished it, and it's already at capacity. It's unbelievable, actually. Like you say, when you get out to find how much these facilities are used, and there's excess demand.
Yeah. And now Hillcrest is the one at near Nat Bailey Stadium, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. In terms of your background in real estate, how does that relate to the work that one does as a commissioner on the Parks Board?
Well, it's a good question because there is a connection, undoubtedly. I think then part of that comes from real estate, and part of that comes from being a small business owner. But both of them weren't necessarily the reason why I decided to pursue Park Board. I've always had a passion for government. I've always wanted to be involved in government. I think that there's nothing more important than government because it essentially governs the way that we all live from day to day, whether it be federal, provincial, or municipal. So I really have always followed it and been involved, voted, volunteered, all of the above. With the city of Vancouver, I've more or less been happy with the way the government's been conducted. I've always sort of taken it up as if I voted against the way that it was decided, I would say to myself, well, you know what, that's what the city wanted, and well, I'll respect the mayor, I'll respect the administration until the next election. This election, I did not vote for Vision. I didn't feel good about it. And you know what, halfway through their mandate, I really realized that things were going wrong in the city, and I wasn't happy. And the more things that went wrong, the closer I got to saying, I really want to make a difference. Now I really want to get involved. And it was the day that they voted to close the Bloedel Conservatory and close the Stanley Park Petting Zoo that I finally said, enough. Like, I've lived in this city my life. You're closing facilities that are near and dear to me. Our company has its annual picnic in Stanley Park. All the kids come and they go to the petting zoo. It's now closed. The animals are gone. I've heard stories they've been euthanized. So, I mean, that's horrible. And the Bloedel Conservatory, I have fond memories of, as a child. Thank goodness it was able to be saved, but only because the community came together and pushed back on it. But, you know, they couldn't balance the budget, and that was the decision. So, you know, it's funny with politics, but, you know, a lot of people are fine with things until they realize how it really affects them. So when this happened, I wanted to get involved, and I started thinking about running for Park Board. Because I thought if I could be in there, I could bring some independence and some common sense. I've got nothing to lose. I'm not doing this as a career. I'm doing this because I care about the city. I can be passionate. I can be honest. And if I can stand up there and make myself clear, then you know what? The people will either believe it and vote for me, or if they feel that I'm not the right choice, then you know, I'll go back to my job. So that's what drove me to get involved. Now, regarding the real estate connection, the more I see that the recreation centers are in need of updating. The recreation centers are in need of maintenance and operations. You know, this ties into real estate. We do depreciation studies here at my appraisal company in which we look at a building and look at what priorities that building requires. So, for instance, you know, how long is the roof going to last? How long is the flooring going to last? The windows, the boiler, et cetera. And so we depreciate assets in that sense. And I think I can apply that knowledge to recreation center updating. As well as the business sense. I mean, you know, you look at these assets and facilities that the park board has and maintains, and they need to run, and they need to, where possible, generate revenue and hopefully profit. So if you have a concession stand and you have user fees, you know, that's part of the balance statement. So I do believe that my experience can bring something to the table.
Now, you mentioned the closure of the Bloedel Conservatory and the Stanley Park Petting Zoo, which is done under the watch of the current board. My understanding was that it was a result of a shortfall of $5 million. How would you, if you were elected, have dealt with that shortfall? I mean, you obviously would have wanted to keep these two things open.
Absolutely.
But you have you do at the end of the day have your $5 million less in the bank, as it were.
Absolutely. So, you know, what we're looking at is a situation where City Hall is announcing to Park Board, we're not going to give you the money anymore. Now, the number one problem is that the independence of the Park Board is gone, mm-hmm. because City Hall, of course, is Vision-dominated, Vision Cope-dominated, and so the Park Board is Vision Cope-dominated. They had their orders that you're going to take this cut, and you're going to make do with it, and, you know, here's what we suggest you do. I can also see that a lot of the Park Board decisions are actually being made in City Hall, and they're not being made at the council level. They're being made in the mayor's office with the city manager. So when they decided to cut the budget, Park Board didn't do anything about it. I mean, there needs to be a voice there. I mean, I'm running with the NPA, but I can tell you right now, if City Hall was cutting the Park Board budget like that, even if it was Suzanne Anton, I would be loud about it. Like I said, I'm doing this because I care about the facilities we use, and, you know, it's not about a political career or pandering to, you know, the leader of the party. I have a lot of respect for Suzanne Anton. I have no thoughts that she would do such a thing because I know how much she cares about facilities. But like I said, you've got to be independent. People vote for the Park Board. The Park Board's not appointed. I'm accountable to the people, and therefore that's who I should be answering to, and that's who I should be looking out for. So first thing first, is to say, no, we need the funding, we need to keep this maintenance going, you can't do this to us. It's funny because I really don't see any reason for the cut. Vision will tell you that it's because of tough economic times. But, I mean, think about it. You've got a recession. It doesn't affect the city's revenue whatsoever. They collect property taxes no matter what. In fact, the revenues for the city went up 17% in those 3 years. They were a horrible 3 years for small business people like myself and others, but the city actually made more money, yet they cut the Park Board budget. So I guess, first of all, we have to look at this and just say there's no excuse for it. The Park Board budget should be going up. Every time you add more facilities, you need to bring up the maintenance as well to look after those facilities. So it should be steadily increasing, not decreasing. So, you know, the independence of the Park Board is the biggest issue at stake. Now, when we look at, you know, a situation where, you know, I couldn't do anything about these cuts, it just goes to show you that these solutions are there. The Bloedel Conservatory, when it was voted to be closed by the Park Board, by Vision, you know, the lone NPA councillor introduced a motion and said, look, can we just strike a 60-day committee to find a solution, a win-win, maybe involving the private sector, something to keep this facility open. They defeated that motion. It was voted down. Why on earth would you not try to open your minds and find a solution? There's always a solution. You know, in business, that's what I basically specialize in. So, and of course there was a solution because it stands open today. So there's always a way to make do if you can open your minds. But the number one is do not roll over and let City Hall tell you that we're cutting your budget, because the parks are precious. Vancouver is very, very unique. It is the only city in Canada that has an elected park board. It was created that way in 1890. To preserve and protect Stanley Park and the other parks. And as a park board commissioner, that would be my job.
Now, suppose we take the argument that Vision and the city are putting forward, that these are tough economic times. You mentioned at the top of the interview that our facilities are you know, oversubscribed to and the sort. Does that mean that those who use the system, who use our community centers or pools and the sort, should they have to pay, I mean, in terms of user fees?
Well, you know what? I mean, they all do pay user fees. What is it, a reasonable user fee has to be looked at. I mean, I don't think it's necessary that every facility turn a profit. Now, some of them do and some of them don't. And regardless, you know, if it's the citizens of Vancouver that are paying for these, right? And I'm certainly not, a person who's angling towards user fees. I think you need to find that reasonableness where the taxpayer is providing and the user is also providing. Essentially, I don't look to upset the current way that it's working. The recreation centers and the associations that run them are doing an amazing job, and they know exactly what works and what doesn't. And, you know, there needs to be more communication with them to discuss the best opportunities to keep the revenue coming in. But at the same time, I'm not in favor of what Vision has done, basically stuck out its hand to the community centers and said, look, you know, we want money out of you, and you have to generate it somehow. That's wrong. The park board's job is to run these facilities for the good of the entire city, and you know what? They need to be affordable. And it's something that is beyond, this is not a total private sector function. It's beyond that. It's too important that everybody have access.
Now, there was some controversy I remember reading about on the internet over one of the, I guess it's the beach, where they've replaced a concession stand with a restaurant.
Right.
Are you in favor of those sorts of initiatives?
I'm open to a lot, Joe. In this particular case, there's a good argument that this shouldn't have been done. I mean, the beach is pristine, it's precious, it's special. You know, the concession stand that's there, you know, is part of our history. You know what, to bring in a private operator, you know, can bring extra revenue to the park, but we always have to look at what you're giving up. And if there's a demand for something, if the public is asking for it, then you know what, it's a good solution. But quite frankly, you know, that restaurant is within seconds of about five other restaurants, so there's not a good argument that there's excess demand there for another restaurant. I probably would not have been in favor of that one. However, the concept of it, I'm not opposed to. But in that particular case, I think we lost more than we gained.
Is there a special challenge for you, Jason, as you're alphabetically last on the ballot? I just noticed that looking at the Parks Board candidates, you're at the bottom of the ballot, and they say that people with names in the first, I don't know, 16 letters of the alphabet probably do better than those in the last. You know, the last
I
bit.
I think so. It may be a bit of a challenge. There's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah.
So, you know what, I usually don't spread or worry over things I can't do anything about. Hopefully it sticks out because it's at the end. I'm trying to look at the bright side here. But
Yeah. You
know what, you get to vote for seven park commissioners. I'm asking you to save a vote for me. I am down there at the end. Maybe they'll have voted for the people they knew and realized they had a couple extra votes left and ticked me off. I don't know. I mean, maybe you could argue both ways, perhaps, but... Yeah, I have thought about it, but I'm not dwelling on it much.
How has the campaign been so far? Have you enjoyed going out and meeting people? I mean, we hear about the candidates for mayor and their appearances and the sort, and some of the council candidates, of course. The Parks Board sort of flies under the radar, does it?
A little bit. However, there's a lot of people that are very passionate about it. I've got to tell you, it's been fantastic. I've never had so much fun in my life. Not only have I learned a ton about our parks and recreation, but I've met so many interesting people and so many passionate people have just brought me so many different perspectives towards the issues. I've learned a lot. I've become a lot smarter in the last 3 months. And, you know, however the election goes, nothing can ever take that away from me. So it's been great. As far as under the radar, you know what? It is true. Occupy Vancouver is eating up the headlines right now. Mm-hmm. And I have been, talking to reporters saying I'm available. I really appreciate, actually, that you took the time to talk to me today. And you know what? A lot of other papers have been also good about it. But it's true. Occupy Vancouver is eating up all the issues. There are some really, really important issues involved in Parks Board. But I think a lot of people's eyes have been opened as a result of the cuts and the lack of maintenance has occurred as a result of those cuts and the closures. And I think that people are waking up to realize how important Park Board is in Vancouver.
Jason, thanks for your time today, and good luck with the rest of the campaign.
Well, thank you so much. And I remind all your listeners that if you want to learn more about me, uptonforparks.com. My phone number is there, and you can email me anytime as well. Be happy to talk to them, happy to listen to input, and please save it. Vote for Jason Upton with the NPA on November 19th.
That was Upton for parks.com, right?
Right.
NPAVancouver.ca is the website for the party. Jason Upton, he's an NPA candidate for Parks Board. He's on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.